are experiencing some things in this country, in this Western civilization, with Christianity that's heartbreaking to a certain degree from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And these Christian nationalists that seem to have a supremacist mindset about Christianity, that they have some kind of entitlement over other human beings when the very book for which they read and are engaged in is a book that definitely talks about unconditional love being the key factor. I don't see it being expressed so much. Maybe I don't understand all that I need to know about Christian nationalists, but I have some concerns.
You know, it's same with me here. This is what I'm saying, because when you start thinking about Christianity, mm-hmm. and I know there was a little thing about, I wouldn't even call it a debate, but a discussion, because Mike and I, we were talking about good and evil, and Dr. Dimmer was saying that, okay, there are two different things here on what a person has the right to believe in, okay? And that is a right that you're supposed to have. Okay, it's fine. But then I think, Mike, you made the point is, and Dr. Dimmer, you did also, but when you cross the line is that if you want to enforce your belief system on someone else and even go to the point of, and I know I'm paraphrasing, to the point of threatening even violence to someone.
I think that I know in the United States we have certain liberties that the rest of the world doesn't have. And I know Dr. Demery's traveled the world and been in the military, and I'm sure he's seen way more than I've ever seen. But I believe as a human being that you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of your own happiness. We have that more in America than you have in the rest of the world because of controlling nations and stuff. So if you have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of your own happiness, you have to add in as long as you're not hurting yourself or hurting others. And now I'm back to the good versus evil. If you're hurting yourself or you're hurting the others, you have crossed the line and now you're into the evil category. So if you want to believe that Cabbage Patch dolls are your religion and you pray to the Cabbage Patch doll and it makes you happy, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to fall into that category with you, but if you want to do that, and I agree with Dr. Demery, you have every right to do that. If you want to be satanic and that's what you want to believe in, go ahead. I'll defend you, but you know what? I'm not going to necessarily like it. And I'm not going to fall in lockstep with you because you decide to take some aberrant path that is evil and not good. So life, liberty, pursuit of your own happiness, as long as you're not hurting yourself and hurting others. Dr. Demery?
Well, it goes back to what I was saying before. One of the problems with Christian nationalism is the extreme side of it. And, I mean, we have to, there's a whole definition and a whole area of study and theology that deals with evil. And we have to define what evil is, and there's many, many parts to it. But, I think the main issue is here is when you cross the line, like William was saying earlier, that you force people into believing what you believe, and it couldn't even go to the side of violence. Like, for example, here's one side of Christian nationalism. One example, I don't want to go into a whole bunch because show's only so long, that a Christian nationalist goes and blows up a abortion clinic because he doesn't believe in abortion and kills doctors, nurses, patients, and everybody. That's the extreme side of it. The middle softer side of it is when it crosses over into pushing people into politics to believe in the way that they believe. So there's several different facets of it, several different extreme sides of it, and we have to consider all those different sides. And where it was born out of, like I said before, you have to look at the history of it. It was, you know, the brainchild of the Tea Party. Many people have forgotten what the Tea Party was, but the Tea Party was the foundation and was birthed out of the Tea Party, and it has kind of morphed itself into extremism that has caused, like Danny said so correctly, you know, a division in this country. This country is more divided now than we ever. Remember the quote by Martin Luther King, who you were alluding to, Mike, whether you realize it or not, because as history will record, history is going to not necessarily record the evil that evil people have done. What's going to be the most tragic and the most extreme side of that is the people who knew better chose not to do nothing. That is the most tragic side of it. And so if we allow the extreme side and even the moderate side of Christian nationalism to continue to head the way that it's headed, like Danny said, you know, Christianity going to a hell in a bag, but we have to get out and vote because there's more of us than there are of them. But the problem is a lot of people won't get off of their lazy butt and get up and go vote. One of the reasons is because of, you know, voter suppression and different kinds of things that are going on, and they're passing laws, gerrymandering and all that other kind of stuff. But, and I wish Ann was here to kind of comment on that because that's down her bailiwick. But the issue is that we cannot allow extremism to overtake the good people. And we have to make that clear that, that whatever your belief system is, it's fine. But when it crosses the line and goes over into forcing people to believe a certain way and causing the politics of this country, that's why we have the separation of church and state. And it's so important. And I mean, that's really the main issue, that we cannot let people's belief system cross over to, you know, politics and sway the way political parties are going to go. And then you've got some people that are normally passive and will just follow a group of people just because they want to follow that group of people. And that's tragic enough in and of itself. And we know the people that are kind of like independent in the middle, I mean, the psychology of voting has been so true in this, is that those are the people that don't end up voting because they're not really taking a stance. So they say, well, why should I even go out and vote? You know, and then you have the group of people somewhat like, for example, that say, oh, well, Trump is going to win anyway, so I'm not going to do anything. And they become very apathetic and they become delusional to the fact that because he throws out so much rhetoric and throws out so much garbage that, you know, the garbage outweighs the clean stuff. And so we have to draw the line between what is truth and what is not truth. Because, you know, the old saying, the truth will set you free. Mm.
I would add to what you just said, Dr. Demery, that there's a certain amount of complacency that exists because people get lazy and it's like, why should I bother? You know, I'm not going to have an impact. So why should I care? Mm. Just let it be. But I think there's another side of that piece of the pie where people are afraid to speak out because they're afraid of being ridiculed and being pigeonholed into, well, you're wrong. You're wrong because X, Y, Z, and that you're stupid. So people like to fit in. We all want to be part of society and humanity. We all want to be liked. I mean, let's face it. We all do want to be liked. I don't want to be hated. Do you? You guys don't want to be hated. So part of it, I think, is not just the complacency. I think there's a fear factor in there is that they don't want fingers pointed at them. One of these fingers right here pointed at them saying, oh, well, you're racist or you're misogynistic and you're wrong and you're just a hater. So I think there's a fear factor in there also as one piece of the pie. Danny?
You know, I'm so in agreement on both sides, and I just love your terminology between the good and the evil part of it, because that's where the problem lies. I was looking at some stuff, episodes about 1883, when the Wild Wild West was just as wild as it could be, and that the gun, you know, the pistol-toting sheriffs and deputies that tried to police these territories that were being developed in the United States and how corrupt people were. You know, we still have that type of attitude in a sense that's going on today. But see, when love is absent from it, then that evil side, just like you say, can come forth. Now, the origination, as Dr. Demery just explained, how from the Tea Party, a lot of these things have launched off into metamorphosis, should I say, into different areas. You know what I mean? That's what has happened. And then too many people give up way too quickly in thinking that things cannot change. Things can change if you don't become that silent part that Dr. Demery described. You cannot become silent. You must speak up. You must vote. Mm-hmm. And you must believe in the political system that we have in existence. If you keep continuing not to do anything,
you'll be next.
Yeah.
You'll be next.
Yeah. It's gonna happen, because this man that's running for president that don't have any true agenda than nothing but revenge and people being loyal to what he thinks ought to be. Make sense of this. I don't get these people thinking that we're going to be better off with this man. I ain't heard nothing come out of his mouth that's going to help unify this country. Everything that I hear come out of his mouth is bringing division in this country. What do we need with that? Now, what is it about Joe Biden that everybody's so mad at? What is it that he's not doing? You know, everybody's policies are not going to be agreed with by very many of us. But I guarantee you the narcissistic spirit that exists within that opponent to Joe Biden. It's sad that we have to even be thinking about choosing between the less of two evils. So going back to you, Mike, that ain't the way this thing should be working.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
I couldn't agree with you more, Danny.
That's not a choice. You're being funneled into a lack of choice. Lack of choice.
Man, this is deep, man. And see, the thing about it, and the topic, again, going back to Christian nationalism, and I think we all agree that if you look at the Constitution, it allows you to have and worship and whatever religion you want, okay? It allows that, or not. Now, the question is, you've got these satanic churches that are up right now. Do I agree with that? No, absolutely I do not. But the Constitution allows them to do what they want
to
do.
They have a right to do it.
They have a right to do it. And Dr. Demery, I think you were explicit and so eloquently stated the same thing. They have a right to do that. I understand that. But we also agree, when you cross the line to deny someone else, you do not have the right to do that. And you can't hide behind free speech.
Well, now, because now you're interfering with other people's life, liberty, and pursuit of their own happiness.
That's exactly right.
You don't have the right to interfere with other people's. You know, I've got horses out here, like 20 steps from me. And people might say, well, your horses are stinky and nasty, and and you have no right to. Well, you know what? That's my pursuit of my happiness. You have no right to step on my happiness. Okay. So, you know, pursue your own happiness and leave me alone. Clean it up.
You know, and the thing, you know, this is the thing about it is, you know, and I understand that some people say, well, this is both sides, both sides, both sides, both sides. There's some things that we are faced right now that needs to be taken, need to be addressed. Okay. They have in Congress, you know, they always put up the president's approval ratings and, you know, others' approval ratings historically. And why is this a problem? Congress approval ratings have historically been below even the president's. And the Supreme Court.
Yep.
This Supreme Court. Ooh. There should be term limits for the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas should have been gone a long time ago.
He should have never had it.
And all of Congress, by the way. Not just Supreme Court. There should be term limits for all of this.
I agree.
Once they're in bed and they have their people that they owe, now it's not about the people. It's about benefiting the people that paid money into their campaign. And you were back to Dr. Demery.
Crazy.
Corruption.
It is prevalent. It is absolutely prevalent. And absolutely. So for years, and I've even believed this. I don't know whether the United States is the best country in the world. I don't know. If we are, then everybody's in trouble.
I think we were once, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either, man, because so many things that has to be addressed. Yet, when it comes down to this Congress, this is the problem I have with Congress. Unless the Speaker of the House brings a bill in front of the Congress, it doesn't happen. Then when it goes over to the Senate, if they choose not to even address it, it never happens. Things simple like voting rights.
How does that help?
It doesn't. You
can take either side. How does that help? If you're not going to address it, first of all, if there's a problem, the first thing you need to do is identify there is a problem.
Yep.
Before you can address the problem. So now I take either side. I don't care. But if you can't collaborate together to say, well, this situation A is a problem. If you can't even do that much, then how are you going to solve the problem you won't even acknowledge exists?
If you don't, Mike, think about this. I say, Mike, this is a problem. It's a serious problem. Okay. I'm going to take something simple. You have legislators, I've said this over and over and over again. It breaks my heart that you got legislators that says, cut out the free lunch programs to children that aren't eating. Cut out something as simple as that. Now, there are many districts, and I'm close to one right now. As a matter of fact, I endorse one, and that is in the Richmond-Chesterfield area. Help me out, ladies and gentlemen. I've done this. But anyway, I had the chance of visiting this middle school, and I had a chance of speaking to the staff. As a matter of fact, I know a lot of the staff, and we have become friends, some of us.
Wait a minute. They let you go on the school grounds?
They did.
I need to talk to that school.
No, you don't need. I'm not giving you the number. Don't worry about it. So, but anyway, back to my point. And they feed the children breakfast and lunch. As the most powerful nation in the world, we can at least feed our children. And anybody say anything contrary to that, then this is a family show. We can talk off the air. There is a legislator in Tennessee. I believe it's Tennessee. And he voted to strike this down. Yet wanted to increase the budget for them to eat.
Yeah.
They're already getting free money for doing nothing. This makes no sense to me at all. You've got women right now that are desperate, and they are having to go through a situation where their pregnancy, the baby is not going to live. It's already been confirmed. The baby is not going to live, and if she carries this any longer, it can not only be detrimental. The baby's not going to live, and the mom could die.
Yep.
And you have clowns out here that says, nope, under no circumstances. Is that humane? Okay. And you have a lot of your Christian nationalist that goes along with this garbage. Really? Danny.
Well, to me, they're holding, they have an agenda that they're aiming at, and they're doing it. I mean, you know, tearing down the affirmative actions, reversing the civil rights that have been in existence since 1965. They have turned so many things around, and this very Supreme Court that's been implemented, Donald Trump did so much damage. People don't realize how much damage he did by putting certain people in place, and then Mitch McConnell,
mm-hmm.
another one. Just like you say, those term limits and everything, these things should be. And then the Speaker of the House to be able to, all these people in the Congress and in the Senate can see the problem, but how can they be held hostage by one man that won't present something? Because they're having political competition between the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't care which side you're on. This is not a sports arena, you know, but right. They're acting like they're playing sports. And that's crazy. You're playing sports with the livelihood. I was looking at something about, you know, I was reading a book here. It's No Small Thing that was written about the unrest in Africa and Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
How these people over there suffered for all these years with all these different changes of warlords and different things. And these people are just civilian people having nothing to do with all this mess that couldn't even get food to feed their children. You know, it's this stuff just pretty much just ended sometime in 2010. But those governing bodies over there in those third world countries and those different areas over there in Africa are still suffering today. Now, we've been the greatest country in the world, just like we say, I don't think we're that, because we're a piss poor example of it. We certainly are. We don't suffer with not having enough shelter for people to have somewhere to live and stay. We don't suffer with that. We got more buildings that are sitting empty doing nothing. Yep. And we got veterans sitting on the street suffering from PTSD and all these other different mental ailments and different things. People all over this country in America suffering with mental ailments that are not being addressed. And these fools up in here want to talk about embryos being human beings. You know what I'm saying? It's just, this stuff is crazy.
It is crazy, Danny. As a matter of fact, we are, I don't know what they've come to a conclusion or a resolution. I don't believe they have, because I check it. We're facing another government shutdown.
They want it, and it's all political theater. It's like, we don't want to do it because we don't want President Biden to look good.
That's baloney.
Ain't that stupid? That, you gonna hold the American people hostage, just like I was talking about in those countries in Africa. It's like it's a different war. The warlords are not working. The warlords that we have are sitting senators and congressmen.
Mm.
Those are the warlords.
Mm-hmm.
The people we the people are the ones that suffer.
I could agree more. And how are we any different from these third world countries? If we just got shinier buildings.
We got shinier buildings, and we're not doing it with rifles, but the people are still suffering the same.
It is a shame.
When a Marjorie Taylor Greene can stand up and say, I'm Christian, and it makes sense.
Mm.
And everything that comes out of that woman's mouth is bringing division.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And they are her, and there are others like that. I believe Lauren Boebert and a few others. They print out Christmas postcards with their children holding rifles, guns. Come on. To me, make that make sense. And I don't want to copy, but I just did. It makes no sense to me. Let's talk about the things that need to be addressed. Like you mentioned, the veterans.
Yeah.
And I've got several family members that serve. Mike, you did. Dr. Demery, you did. Dan, I'm sure you did. I know you did.
Yeah.
At family day, they gave their lives to protect the Constitution. Yet, you've got people in our Congress right now that's applauding Putin. How in the world does that make any sense to me when historically, the United States, at one time, Russia was our number one enemy. Number one.
Putin is not a president. Putin is a dictator.
He is a dictator.
You can label it any way you want. No, he is a dictator.
Absolutely.
He's coming up for re-election.
Re-election.
Quote, unquote. Yeah.
Who else is running?
He's going to be overwhelmingly made president / dictator again.
Who else is running against him?
I need to interject something here real quick. Years ago, back in 2005, my department sent me to Venezuela when Hugo Chavez was the president.
Oh, okay.
So I'll cut the story short. But when I went down there, I found out that the people of Venezuela didn't hate America. They loved America. They loved what we stood for. Government of Venezuela hated America and the United States. And I found out by talking with all these people, I was down there for more than a week, and I found out that they would hold the election every 6 years for president of Venezuela, for Hugo Chavez, and he would win overwhelmingly, became quote-unquote president again. You know who ran the election?
Because
his brother.
Oh.
And if you voted against Hugo Chavez, which was a very evil individual, if you voted against him, they put it on your driver's license. Wow. So if you were pulled over, your driver's license said that you voted against Hugo Chavez. So how do you think you were treated? Fair?
Wow.
Yeah, probably not. So now this is how these dictator systems work, like Putin and everyone else. It's like, we were voted president. Yeah, sure you were.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, and the thing about this.
Let me tell that story.
That's cool. Because the people of that country know the difference. That was their message to the world. Yeah, it was a fair and free election, blah, 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 right?
But they can't speak out.
You better not.
You can't say anything or you'll be dead and in prison.
So this is my point. A lot of people say, don't fund Ukraine. Now, however you feel about that is fine. The opposite of that is, do you want Russia to win and also be threatening our other allies? Okay, do you want that to happen? You see, I'm looking at
we're back to good versus evil, aren't we?
Aren't we?
We're back to it, yes.
And I'm looking at this also, and I've got to say it. Hamas, over there in Israel. And yes, they need to be punished to the fullest extent. They need to be punished to the fullest extent. They had no business with that attack on that concert or whatever it was. What is it, 4 months? Are we 3-4 months back and taking these hostages?
Close enough.
Devastating families.
Killing babies.
Killing babies.
Raping girls.
There was 1,400.
Raping moms, raping grandmas.
Now, on the other side.
And
here,
that's wrong on either side, by the way.
No,
either,
no, because,
you know what? Yeah, the other side's not, the other side doesn't have halos either.
No.
Did some really evil stuff too.
Okay, hold on. I'm not there yet. Over there in Palestine, they've got another evil force that's controlling them. There are about 2.5 million people there. You got 500,000 people that's on the verge of starving to death, including a lot of children. Now, I want people right now, pay attention. Over there on the Palestinian side, you got Hamas that has practically taken that government hostage. Mm-hmm. You've got a whole bunch of innocent Palestinians that are suffering that had nothing to do with it. Now, can you imagine?
Government doesn't care.
Well, see,
the government does not care.
The government might, what I'm saying is, the Palestinian, Dr. Dimmer, I want you to get on this. The Palestinian government has been taken over by a rogue, evil group. Okay? What's at stake right here is you have all of these Palestinian citizens that had nothing to do with any of this, that are homeless right now. They are starving right now. They can't even have clean water or anything. And then the Israelis said, you need to evacuate from the north, go to the south. They go to the south and the Israelis start bombing. Then they go back to the north. I can't imagine.
Man's inhumanity to man.
It makes no sense. And you gonna, Danny, you had something to say. Go ahead, brother.
I gotta say this. This is what's so concerning for me. If we, the United States, are responsible for supplying the weapons that Israel is using to do these attacks,
we are
part of the problem.
That's right.
That's why many people are not with Biden, but I don't know where it's a breakdown in understanding somewhere along the line here between the scriptural reference about supporting Israel, because is Netanyahu the real symbol of godliness?
Sure.
Not if he can tear up society the way that he's doing, because he's on the evil side, just like Mike say. Neither side is right.
That's right. And Danny, go back to your point too. Now, let me tell you something, the quiet words that haven't really been spoken yet. Netanyahu is under fire anyway for some other illegal deeds that he's done, and I don't know whether this is equivalent to what we call impeachment or whatever, but Netanyahu has some legal and political problems there anyway. A lot of people say that he's using this as a cover-up. Hmm. Now, have you guys heard anything? Dr. Demery, I'm sure you may have been in tune to that. He's got
back to what he says all the time, which is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Demery, he's not coming into this thing with clean hands either.
Well, and part of it goes back to what Danny was saying before, that we bear some of the responsibility to what's going on in the Middle East, because, and you've heard me say this before, and I get called an anti-Semite for saying it, but the facts are the facts, and the truth is the truth. And I don't care if people disagree with me or dislike me. I don't care. We Israel, 40 with a B, $40 billion a year. Now, not 40 million, 40 billion. We give them tanks. We give them aircraft. We give them weapons. And we bear some of the responsibility, like Danny said. Now, I know this policy was place before Biden became president. I mean, it goes way back. And so part of the responsibility we bear, you know, like William was saying, Israel's hands are not clean in this, and Netanyahu, you know, is hiding from some other things that he's done as well. And Israel's hands are not clean, you know. It's almost like what we did to the Native Americans in this country. Broke treaties. Okay, we'll move you to this land over here. Broke the treaty. We'll move you to this land over here. And there's not too much in that, you know. So we are the bearers of some of the responsibility with what's going on over there because of bad policies that we tried to implement, you know. And we have to bear some of the responsibility for that. But going back to the original premise, Danny, so you know where this ended up, we went completely someplace else with it. We began with, you know, a movie that's out, and I hope all of you get a chance to see it. And William, I hope the listeners get a chance to see it. You will gain more knowledge. Mike, if you go see it, the movie's called God and Country. It's by Rob Reiner, and it's about Christian nationalism. And they go into a lot of detail, history, and how it was founded and where it came from, about what Christian nationalism is. And that's where we began this discussion. I'm going to go see the movie as soon as it gets close. It's playing right now in Palm Springs and a couple other places up north, but it hasn't gotten close here somewhere in the Inland Empire where I can go see it. But it's called God and Country. It's by Rob Reiner, and the movie is specifically dealing with Christian nationalism.
Okay. I'm jotting that down.
Yeah, God and Country is the name of the movie by Rob Reiner, and it should be coming this way hopefully sometime. As soon as it gets here close, I'm going to go see it. So I can't wait, and that's going to give, I mean, Mike was saying earlier, you know that much about Christian nationalism. Well, go see this movie. It's going to help explain a lot of things to you, the history, where they've been, where they are now, and where they're going, where they want to go, you know, with their philosophy and their belief system.
It's so sad.
So Dr. Demery, because this is all kind of new to me, and I appreciate you explaining at least your perspective on this, it kind of sounds like they are another group that hates on other groups because they don't have the same belief system that they have.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a pretty good synopsis, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can understand that. I understand that. I don't like it because, I don't want to rehash things, but it's like if you're gonna stand on other people, your brother's necks or your sister's necks, and yell at them or point your finger at them and say, well, you're wrong because you don't believe like me, you got some explaining to do, because that's not the way this world should work or could work. And we have to have that tolerance where it's like, okay, well, if you want to believe in your Satanism and stuff, you can do it, and I'll defend your right to believe in that. But you know what? I'm not going to defend your right to be evil.
That's right.
Well, it's a little controversial, I know, And I may get questioned by this, and that's okay. It's, like I said before, it's not about you being evil or not. You can be evil if you want, but when you cross the line to infringe on another person's rights, infringe upon
when
them,
you start hurting other people,
upon them having freedom of expression, then that's where the problem is. You can be evil.
I agree.
You can be evil all you want, but when you cross the line to jeopardizing people's freedom of press, freedom of believing what they want to believe, that's when you get into a problem.
I could not agree more. Thank you.
I mean, and that's where, like Danny was saying earlier, I mean, if you want to get into the Bible process about whether or not a embryo is a human being, which some people are trying to say, I mean, go look in Genesis. Genesis says life begins when you take what? Your first breath.
Not your first breath.
Before the sperm is even entered into the egg, you know, they're saying that an embryo is a human being. That's nonsense.
That's not truth. Yes.
Wow.
Hey, so it's a matter of twisting, you know, the truth around to what you want to believe and what you're trying to express. So the thing that I criticize the Christian nationalists more is because they attempt to sway and manipulate and maneuver the political process in this country. That's what
for their own purposes.
That's yeah.
What,
right. Yeah, they have an agenda. I have to chime in just for a second, then we'll go to you, Danny. Dr. Sims, she's listening. She says, why has our government of all of a sudden found money to build apartment-like buildings for the immigrants when we have thousands of our American people in the thousands who are still sleeping and dying on our streets?
I can answer that real simple. It's just like Biden came up with several processes, several agendas to address what's going on in the borders, but Congress always votes him down. They're not voting him down when it comes to building housing. That's simple to easy understand. It's not about Biden. It's about Congress and the Senate voting him against the things that he wants to do. It's real right. Simple.
Right. You know, I agree with that because I'm telling you right now. Okay. Listen up, everybody. There was a bipartisan bill to address the border issue. Republicans and Democrats alike agreed this was the most aggressive policy ever.
Right.
Yet you have a Speaker of the House and a lot of those no good overpaid congresspeople because Donald Trump says, do not pass that border bill.
Right.
And that's a fact. So come on. How does this clown have the power that he has? And even he's not president, he's not even president anymore. And these people are following this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a direct, hey Danny, direct in your face definition of a cult that's about destruction and evil, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. Donald Trump and the Republican Party is nothing more than a cult. There is nothing more that will ever happen. I don't care what he does. Those people are going to support him irregardless of what's said or what's done because they are a cult. And it's not about what the agenda is for the American people. It has nothing to do with it. It's all about what he says, and this man sounds like a star-rating fool about everything that rolls out of his mouth, and it doesn't matter to a Mitch McConnell and a whole bunch of these people that are sitting on these positions of authority. It is a sad state of affairs in America today.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something else, and we'll go around the panel with this. one of the most offensive things that I've ever heard come out of his mouth was, after he introduced his sneakers that looks like a spray painted can with a American flag behind it, another grift. If you don't know what grift means, look it up. Okay, I don't have time to explain right now. Okay, is that black people can associate with him right now because he has a mugshot.
That's such an insult.
Because now all of a sudden he is associated with black people because they've been mistreated for years and years and years. And you go back to the 70s when he was sued, him, his dad, for housing discrimination. When you go back to the Central Park Five that were accused of raping a white woman and was found to be innocent through DNA, he said, convict them anyway. Yeah. When it is on record, when he said, I will never have a black man to count my money.
This man has showed who he is in so many ways, and anybody, it's unreal to me to watch any person of color that believes that there's anything good that can come out of him.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what I don't get that.
I don't either, Danny. I really don't. It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. When he has voted against, now some people says, well, he increased the budget from the HBCUs or to the HB. That is a lie. Okay? I mean, it is absolutely incredible. But then he have people like Tim Scott.
Oh,
what an embarrassing. What an embarrassment. Tim Scott. Okay? Now, Tim Scott got into the Senate because of Nikki Haley. But he turned on her and decided to go with Donald Trump. It makes no sense to me at all. Hey, Mike, whatever you want to say, bro.
I'm just trying to absorb all of this. I agree with a large percentage of what you guys are, your perspectives are. I think I have a little bit different perspective, and don't hate me for this, but I think Biden has the ability right now to do things without Congress that could control this border. He could, with a wave of a pen, he could put back in remain in Mexico. He could do Title 42. There's all kinds of things that he could do to stem the flow of illegals coming across the border. And I'm, as all of you know, I'm an independent. I believe that, I hate both sides. I really do. But I mean, Biden, they're holding this whole thing up on this, the border bill where, a lot of that money's going to Ukraine for their border.
Okay.
Why don't we take our own border first and then we can help Ukraine? I'm not opposed to helping Ukraine, but I mean, right. Biden has the ability to do that with a wave of a pen, and this bill is which I hate about Congress, because every bill comes up laden with pork. They pack it with all this other stuff that has nothing to do with the original origin of why the bill exists. Mm-hmm. So I think you should never be able to add other stuff to a bill. If the bill is for A, you can't add in B, C, and D. The bill is for A, pass the bill or not. Okay, don't add B, C, and D. That's not right. And because what you're doing is you're not being honest to the American people, because because you can say, oh, the bill's about 80. Oh, but we're going to add all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not right. I want truth in advertising.
Yeah, I agree with that too. The thing about it is the reason why, and I'm just going to say this, because Biden realized if he doesn't add this with Ukraine, Ukraine will never get past. And we have a bigger issue. Do we go on the side of Russia, which a lot of Republicans are? They are siding with Putin. You don't understand. We have an obligation. Well, hold on.
Let's do a border bill by itself. Yeah. And let's do a Ukraine bill by itself.
But Mike, you got to get your facts right. He cannot do anything with Title 42 without Congress and the Senate. He cannot.
That's right.
That's part of the reason why it's happened.
His first week in office, he stopped all of those things that Trump had. And I'm not. Don't give me.
Trump didn't do a doggone thing. I'm not giving Trump.
But he stopped a lot of these things that were stemming the flow of immigrants coming across the border, and he stopped it. Well, he can reinstitute it if he wants to.
Mac, do you know that the border crosses are down? Do you know that? And that's factual right now. Do you know that more people have been apprehended at the border under Biden than under Trump?
Okay. I'd be very suspect.
Well, then let's fact check this. Okay. No.
It's a discussion for another boomerang. Perhaps,
oh my God! Because we run out of time.
I don't trust either side.
And I understand
I just want the truth in advertising. If you're gonna do a
Dr. Sims, no, not 17 5 millions have entered. No. It depends on where she got that information from. Hold on one second.
I want to hear Dr. Demery.
Go ahead, Dr. Demery. Well, I want to hear Dr. Demery too, but I was talking.
The point being is that those border policies have been in place since the 1950s. No president has changed them, so don't try to blame it on Biden. Don't try to say that there's more people coming across the border now that Biden is president than when that idiot Trump was in there. There was more coming across when he was president. He promised he was going to build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. What a jackass.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. So the point is, if you look at everything, that's progressive. Now, that's become a bad word right now. Okay, we're talking about gun laws. We're talking about voting laws. We're talking about passing some bills. And these clowns, now, I'm going to tell you something else. Right now, let me get back to my point here. We got about 4 minutes. We are facing right now a shutdown of the government. And what are the Republicans doing? They are stonewalling. They are lollygagging. They have passed less bills and anything that's progressive to the American public. What is this, the 118th Congress? The worst Congress in the history of this country. Oh, I don't like them either. But I'm going to tell you what, you've got some good ones. But you have to make a distinction. Things that have been progressive and good for the country, who's been holding it up? Who is the party that wants to take away food from children? Who's the party that want to take away equal rights for women? Their own body autonomy of their health care. It's been a doggone Republican. When you got clowns like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, okay, we can go down the list of these clowns that should not be in there, and I agree with you about term limits. Hey, guys.
I think we can do that on both sides, by the way.
On both sides. Mike, I understand the both sides argument, but I'm looking at the people that are doing something. I'm looking at the people that's doing something, and the people are trying to prevent that. Mike, this is, you know, at one point in time, we have to understand, you have one party that's trying to do something, and you have another party that are so enamored about Hunter Biden's genitals than they are about legislating.
Well, let me leave you with this because I know our time is limited. Our debt is like $33 trillion or more at this point.
Trump attributed $8 trillion of that.
Let me finish. Okay. I don't think on either side, I don't think spending more money is the answer.
Okay.
We're already $33 trillion in debt.
Right.
Stop the spending. Let's do stuff that's actually going to work.
I got a question for you. Then I'm going to go around the panel real quick. Let me go around the panel real quick. Then the Republicans want to lower taxes even more on the 5%ers who controls about 80% of the doggone economy. Should they be taxed more or less, Mike?
It should be fair across the board. When you go to the grocery store, William, and you buy your meat, you buy your poultry, you buy your fish, your food, your bread, are you taxed different than anyone else?
Am I? That has nothing to do with paying income tax.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh, no. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different argument, Mike.
Wait, let me finish.
Go on.
William, when you pay taxes on what you buy at the grocery store, are you taxed different than a poor family, than a rich family?
I'm taxed the same. But am I paying my tax, my fair check when I file my taxes? That's a whole different thing between what I pay at the store versus filing my taxes. If you are worth $1 billion, how in the ham fat are you allowed to pay $1,000?
William, you know my financials. Do you know what I'm taxed at?
Yeah, I do. But guess what?
I'm taxed in the highest bracket they got.
I'm getting
killed in taxes.
Okay.
So don't tell me that I'm privileged.
I didn't say you were. I'm talking about the people that got a billion and $1 trillion. They are taxed differently than you are, Mike. They are paying less. They are paying
just
less
like
than
when
you
go
are.
To the grocery store, it should be fair across the board.
I'm not talking about the grocery store. Let's make that clear. I am not talking about the grocery store. You are paying more taxes.
Bill Gates does not pay the same taxes
that you are.
Matter of fact, you pay more taxes than he does.
That's the point.
I pay huge taxes. But he's got huge losses.
No, he does not. Losses. Not to the point. No, Mike. No, no. That's only because Donald Trump lowered his tax bracket that allowed him to pay more than you do, Mike.
And do a flat tax.
That's not the point. Yes, that's fine.
Do a flat tax.
I don't have a problem with that. The point is, no, Mike, your argument is not going to fly because the 5% pay less taxes than you.
I'm not saying it's fair. What I'm saying is everyone should pay their fair share.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying.
I don't care what you make. Make a flat tax. But you can't say, well, these people should get this and these people. No.
What I'm saying
is America. This is America. We should all be paying our
absolutely.
Fair share.
And if the billionaires and trillionaires, paid their fair taxes, we would not be in the deficit that we're in. Danny, closing thoughts, my friend.
My thought where you are right there, I understand where Mike is coming from. And
I don't.
As much money as the rich can save, it'd be more money for them to pay these politicians to keep on doing the underhanded mess that they've been doing for all these years.
Okay.
Damn, Danny, I like you. Man.
Be quiet, but Dr. Demery, closing thoughts, my friend.
Well, we started out with Christian nationalism, which I think is that was the beginning topic. I would say go see that movie so you can learn a little bit more, get more in-depth understanding of what Christian nationalism is. God and Country
God
by
and country.
Bob Reiner.
Yeah, I made a note of it. I'm going to go in.
I will find it. I promise, Dr. Jeremy. I will find it. I'll watch it.
You know what? I'm going to close this song out with this. Down Home Blues.
Dr. Sims, I know you're still out there. Love you. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Mike, Dr. Demery, Danny, I enjoyed this, man.
Dr. Sam, hello.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
William, I'm through with you.
Love you, brother.
Danny, thanks again for what you did for me Thursday night. That was spectacular. And you really made my night. So thank you. Hey, you made their night, too.
Hey, guys, enjoy,
Dr.
man.
Gary, thanks for bringing this topic up because I was unaware of this nationalism stuff. And thanks for bringing your point of view. And William, sit in your big chair and push the button. Thank you for that saying.
Hey, love you guys. Hey.